The Tri-City News sent questionnaires to each candidate in the 2022 civic election to learn more about who they are, why they are campaigning, and what are the issues that matter most to them. Candidates are being published to our website in alphabetical order. Zoe Royer. Age, 56. Years as a Coquitlam resident, Port Moody resident. Occupation, business owner, Port Moody City Councilor, 2011 to 2022. Most recent civic, volunteer work? Port Moody City Councilor. Website, zoeforcouncil.ca. Email, zoroyer@hotmail.com. Facebook, at zoe.royer.90. Why are you running for public office? As a three-term city councilor, library trustee, published author, artist, volunteer, business owner, and 22 years in healthcare, Zoe Royer brings a rare mix of strong business skills and sincere concern for social issues. Gender diversity on Coquitlam City Council is essential, as women bring an important perspective to decisions regarding quality of life, families, youth, and seniors in our community. Zoe is recognized for her thoughtful leadership toward reconciliation with Indigenous peoples, Coquitlam SD43's childcare task force, and at the regional level on climate action and rapid emergency medical response. Zoe has lived in the Tri-Cities for 18 years and has a deep connection with Coquitlam. She cares deeply for this community. What's your number one issue and why? Zoe's top priority is the sustainability of quality of life for our citizens. This means strengthening policies that support housing security, employment close to home, affordability, transportation, our natural environment, and climate action. Zoe hopes to champion a student sustainability advisory council as a joint effort with Coquitlam School District and City Council. Our youth are tomorrow's leaders, and soon enough, all of us will need to depend upon them. Zoe believes we need to include young people in civic processes in a meaningful way, helping to shape policies toward a brighter and more sustainable future for everyone. Zoe recognizes Coquitlam's unique leadership role in the Tri-Cities, and the ability to make a difference at the regional level.